yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely. She was the queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio playing low.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this wacky Wednesday, November 5th, 2025 edition, Your Defending Fathers. This is an unbelievable day looking at everything that happened in the elections last night. One of the biggest things that happened was basically reported after 11 o'clock midnight last night. California. Gavin Newsom, the governor of the state of California, got money from George Soros, many others, spent $300 million ramming Proposal 50 through the voting process last night in California. And it passed. What does Proposal 50 do? In an off election year, change the maps for Congress. Now, one thing you have to understand, California, just like Michigan, passed years ago an independent commission made up of citizens to draw their maps. We did it, remember? Voters, not politicians. Remember that ballot proposal? 2022, we legalized marijuana. We changed the way we do our maps. Well, California did that years ago. Well, they hurried and rammed through Prop 50 that basically allows the maps to be redrawn by politicians. Who? The Democrat-controlled legislature in Sacramento, California, their state's capital, and this governor, Gavin Newsom. They claim that this was in response to Texas redrawing their maps. Why did Texas redraw their maps? Because they had a huge, huge change in population. Many people fleeing from the high taxes and regulations of states like New York, California, Illinois. Well, they're basically moving to two states. They're either moving to Florida or they're moving to Texas. Well, Texas looked at their changing population and said, we have to redraw our maps. Ending up in even more Republican seats, not only in Congress in Washington, D.C., but also their state legislature. Well, Gavin Newsom said, well, if Texas thinks that they can pick up five Republican congressmen in Washington, we're going to redraw our maps. And they did. Out of the 53 Congress people in Washington, D.C., based on population representing the state of California, they have 9 Republicans right now and 44 Democrats. That wasn't good enough. They redrew the maps. Prop 50 passed. And now the 9 Republicans will go down to 4. Out of 52. Or 53, excuse me. I'm not sure. 52, 53. So now the Democrats will end up with 48 congresspeople in Washington, D.C. There's only one thing that Gavin Newsom failed to understand. All of the Democrat states have already been gerrymandered. New York, Illinois, New Jersey. It's all been done already years ago. Well, guess what? There's a whole ton of Republican-controlled legislatures across the country that can now do the same thing that Texas and what California just did last night. Redraw their maps. States like Georgia, Oklahoma, Missouri. There is a ton of Republican states that can change their maps heading into next year's midterm elections, where the Republicans could gain up to 19 congresspeople in Washington, D.C. Because these other states are not going to sit idly by and allow California to basically jeopardize the majority in Washington for the Republicans. So now what he's done basically is set off a war between these Democrat states and these Republican states. And many of these Republican states, folks, haven't redrawn their maps in decades. Well, it's time to update our map. So basically, that's what Gavin Newsom did. He woke the sleeping giant. And it couldn't get any more clear that during his speech, it was after midnight, I stayed up and watched it. He basically said, I'm running for president in 2028. And we, the people, the communists, socialists, progressive liberals in America are going to elect me president, and we are going to completely undo everything that Donald Trump is doing this term. Played on people's fears. Donald Trump has used the military to come in and take over our cities. Portland, Oregon, Chicago, Illinois, Los Angeles, California. He's doing it in other cities and states around the country, folks. Make no doubt about it. This president may not allow us to have an election next year. That's what he said. We will have military lockdowns in major urban cities to basically neglect the people's ability to vote next year, November of 2026. Why? Because Donald Trump's afraid that the Democrats are going to take back control of Congress, and we will have a new speaker, Jeffries from New York. And when he takes the gavel from Mike Johnson, the Democrat-controlled House and they hope U.S. Senate will basically neuter the last 2 years of Donald Trump's presidency. That's why he's doing all the crazy things he's doing right now. These tariffs threatening other countries. Using tariffs as a weapon against other countries in order to get trade agreements. Our standing in the world is going down. The cost of living is going up. None of the things that Donald Trump promised has he delivered. Prices of food are still high. Cost of living for everything is up under this president. That's basically what Newsom said early this morning. And he based it on the success of passing Prop 50. But he is so politically short-sighted, he doesn't understand that we wake up in America today with Republican states saying, well, I guess if Texas and California can do it, we can do it. in these Republican states are going to redistrict their maps for next year's midterm congressional elections. What it basically showed me last night is the West Coast and the East Coast do not have our values. The flyover country of America, flying over from New York to California, everything in between, we've got common sense. We have certain principles and values that we live our lives by, and we expect our government to do the same. We hold our government accountable. We're going to be voting next year and getting a new governor, new attorney general, a new secretary of state. We may even get some new state senators and some state representatives that are going to undo a lot of what Gretchen Whitmer has done over the last 7 years being our governor. You got to understand this, folks. Whatever is not in our state's constitution as a result of Whitmer being the governor, it all can be undone. We can become a right-to-work state again. We can repeal the prevailing wage laws, making our government building projects affordable. We can eliminate property taxes, eliminate income tax, reduce the budget, reduce the number of state employees, open up the electric grid, the competition, and change our laws when it comes to no-fault car insurance. The reforms they did in 2019 that took effect in 2021, not good enough. We can do better. And it's all going to be based on who we elect governor next year. But one thing it absolutely proved to me, you got to get out the vote. You absolutely have to get out the vote next year. So many people did not bother to vote last night, and now you have a Muslim communist socialist going to be the mayor of the biggest city in our country, New York City. Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
There's a reason for the sunshine sky. There's a reason why I'm feeling so high. Must be the season when that love light shines all around us. So let that feeling.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of our number one. Longtime friend, listener, William Hamilton down in Lapeer County said we had a City of Lapeer mayor and commissioner election yesterday. We got two great conservatives elected to Lapeer city government. Congratulations, William. Love the Patriots down there in Lapeer. Absolutely, absolutely good job. Patriot Pat. Sounding in this morning, prior to the 16th Amendment, the government was funded by tariffs. Actually, I just put a post up on my Twitter X account, and I have a photograph that I got from Tim up in Sheboygan this morning, a statement by President William McKinley. President from, I believe, 1897 to 1901. 25th President of the United States, reinstated tariffs. Two things happened. Prosperity in America went nuts. We had a boom economy. It took off like a rocket ship. And our standing around the world greatly improved. America was respected again. Under President McKinley, and it's happening again under President Donald Trump. We haven't quite yet experienced the economic boom because of interest rates. Fed Reserve Chairman Powell has got to go. If he doesn't lower rates by at least 0.5 basis points, 0.5% in December, I believe Trump will ask him for his resignation. Once they get the interest rates down, probably January, February, March of next year, this economy is going to go nuclear. All kinds of things happening in the financial world with the rates coming down. Bank loans for mortgages, for real estate development, all of it will drop. And all the other things that Trump's put in place are going to start kicking in. The revenue from these tariffs are going to start being reported. And guess what you're going to see on the federal national debt clock? because of the revenue from tariffs, you're going to see that debt clock come to a stop. I predict before the end of Donald Trump's last term, before the November 2028 election, the debt clock will stop. And it may even start going down because of the revenue that's coming into the United States Treasury. Because they're going to have to cut spending. And how are they going to do it? This government shutdown. Many of the pundits last night said that these Democrats won in these Democrat states and cities because of the shutdown in Washington, especially in the state of Virginia. Northern Virginia, four counties, almost all four counties, people work for the federal government in Washington, D.C., and they commute home to the state of Virginia. They are afraid they're going to lose their jobs, and that's why this Mikey Sherrill, communist Democrat, got elected governor of Virginia last night. Well, they stood up in opposition to Donald Trump. But you see, it's only happening in Democrat states. In Republican states, flyover country, the majority of our country, we love everything that's happening. And again, I ask the question, has the federal government shutdown affected you in any way, shape, or form? Well over a month now and counting. Has it affected you? Hasn't affected me? Hasn't affected Vicky? Social Security checks showed up, RO direct deposit right into our savings account, checking account. Guess what? So did yours. So did every senior in America. Medicare is still paying the doctors. The hospitals are still open. It's not affecting the majority of the people in our country. Oh, some would argue, well, Randy, 1.4 million Michiganders didn't get their SNAP benefits. Maybe they need to get off of SNAP. Maybe you need to go get a job, do something, and get off of food stamps. That's what the Republicans and Donald Trump are basically forcing America to do. Will it be painful for the takers? Yes. Will it hurt the producers? Not at all. You're either a taker or you're a producer. You have to make that decision. I'm going to talk about tariffs. I'm going to talk about President William McKinley and Donald Trump. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
And Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizens' ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axemytax.org, sign the petition.